To Rugby Now and John Dobson, good afternoon. You guys are up against the Lions at Ellis Park tomorrow. How are you feeling?
Yeah, thanks. I think we are a little bit nervous because things haven't gone our way the last couple of weeks. And so we probably really, really just need a win, which is odd because I think we've played really well. So it's a bit unfortunate to find ourselves in this position.
Yeah, well, you're not alone. The Lions also need a win, I think. Do you feel like you're on the back foot being that it's an away game?
Yeah, look, Ellis Park's always very tough. It's a lot of space out there, and they're used to it. And altitude is a big... Yeah, we just arrived now, actually, so the altitude is a big factor. But I think we still, despite all the disruption, I still think we've got enough quality.
Yeah. Just looking at your side for tomorrow, how are you managing around some of the injuries of your key players?
I think we're up to 18 out. Luckily, there's sort of the big... Yeah, the front row, Kitsi, France, Kara, Bongi are all fit because that gives us a point of difference. But the rest we decimated. Samar Marat, Jaddy Schickling, Marvin Ori, Peter Steph Tatoe. It's quite a list. But I think, we paper thin for the rest now, but we're just good enough, I think. But I said the most important thing is that front row is on the field.
You say that the altitude does make a difference and that you've just arrived now. I mean, I'm from Joburg, so I know what a difference it can make when you're sporting and exercising in such a different climate and environment. And you don't even have an opportunity to train, I suppose, before the match tomorrow.
No, it's a very serious. Sometimes they say go up on the day of the game, but that's too much. Just the travel's too tiring. Mm. We're coming up as late as we can. There's much science to it. We know that minutes 12 to 18 are hell for those players, literally. You sort of punch through on about 18 or 19 minutes, they start to get some sort of oxygen. And also the back end of the game is a bit messy. So, look, it's a tough one for us, given the desperation of both teams, given all our disruptions. But we absolutely have to win. It's two home games we've lost. I don't care how it is. The first two games, I think we sort of dominated. We did actually dominate, and we lose. I don't care what tomorrow brings, as long as we win.
Yeah, well, you've got the entire fan base of Cape Town behind you, and we'll all be watching and rooting for you guys. John, just looking at the tournament as a whole, how do you and the team feel about only playing local teams in the Pro 14 and not having the opportunity to face the European sides?
Yeah, we have to take in this environment, Even earlier this week, it looked like there were some issues around the Lions tour, or our Lions game didn't look like it was off. We were meant to be flying, really be in Croatia, off to play Ireland and that sort of thing. And I think the guys, to be honest, they've had enough of sort of local games up and against the same opposition. It's our sort of fourth round of it now, in a sense, since we got unlocked. But there is a slight difference in this tournament in that every team's at full pomp and ceremony and... The Lions tour is here, so the big guys are playing for places. And I think we've just seen in the players a bit of upwelling of interest and enthusiasm. Yeah, but I think coming up to Ellis Park or going off to Kimberley, it's wearing a bit thin.
Yeah. Well, I guess at least you are playing. I mean, jeepers, this time last year we were looking at a situation where we couldn't play at all. John, the last time I spoke to you, I think, was around the first match at your new home ground. Is Cape Town Stadium starting to feel more like home?
Well, played two, lost two in this. But it does. I think to go back to Newton, just because of the facilities and the setting and, the sort of imagination of people who are coming down the fan walk, and that makes it sort of feel, and they're really welcoming. So I think we're happy there. We just need to get the right results there now.
John, we are all rooting for you and we're looking forward to your win tomorrow. All the best against the Lions tomorrow. That's Stormers coach John Dobson.